Good morning, my friends. This is the Up and Running Morning Show, and the times, they are changing. That's the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band getting help from a whole bunch of people, making it a fun sing-along, which it is. And we do know that the times, they are a-changing. And, well, things change all the time. Positions and heads of the board of the Chamber of Commerce, things change. And joining us now for a change is our friend Luciano, who is the president of the board at the Rhinebeck Chamber of Commerce. How you doing, Luciano?
Well, good morning.
It's great to have you here. It's a pleasure.
Great to be here. Thank you. Yeah.
I've never seen your face here before, so we welcome you on the block into our little home here. And you are the president of the board of the Chamber of Commerce in Rhinebeck. How do you get to be the prez?
A series of bad decisions. you're elected by but you end up on the board for whatever reason.
Decision one.
Yeah, decision one. Well, opening a business in Rhinebeck is decision one. Yeah. And then listening to people who say you should get on the board, and then you get on the board, and then you say a few things, and then people say we want you to be the president.
That's
I think I actually got nominated to be the president while I was not at a meeting.
Huh.
It happened behind my back.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you were okay with that?
Totally.
All right. So, Luciano, how long have you been the president?
Two terms. They're
and year, how long is the
year,
term?
Year-long term, okay. So just finishing my second term.
And are you allowed to continue, or 2 years and that's reigned?
You can continue, yes, and often people do, but... But, yeah, I think 2 years is a good amount of time, and I think...
Well, you're devoting a lot of your skill and a lot of your talent and helping others, and it's slightly draining, I would assume.
A little bit, yeah. You can become a bit of a lightning rod because you're the, you know, the mouthpiece for a group of people. And, you know, but I think leadership change is a healthy thing, whether it's government or, you know, we're essentially a not-for-profit group, a business association. And so, you know, it's always good to have fresh eyes, new ideas, new goals.
Do you live in Rhinebeck?
I live in Red Hook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, neighbor.
Yes.
And so, of course, that's the next town over. And Rhinebeck is just filled with beautiful places to shop, to eat, to recreate. Where's the first place you would direct people to go as the prez of the chamber? If someone said, Rhinebeck, I want to come and visit, where can I go? What can I do?
I'd probably ask them some questions, I think.
Okay. Like, are you staying overnight?
Or? Yeah. Well, are you looking for shopping? What are you looking for particularly? There's really something for everybody.
Yeah.
And I think one thing I do want to really underscore is that there's something for everybody in terms of price point. Rhinebeck sometimes gets a reputation for being a little glitzy or tony. It's a
well,
really...
there are boutiques that do cater to the higher end.
Of course.
Of course, we appreciate that. But you're absolutely right. As a consumer, I've gone into shops and picked things up on a modest budget and not been overwhelmed, which has been, you know, a wonderful place to be, to walk through. And even, you know, if there are things I can't afford, I could still appreciate the beauty of it all and let somebody else who can take it home.
Exactly. Yeah. There's something for everybody, whether you're getting a slice of pizza from Village Pizza and strolling around. Oblong Books is, you know, I actually brought you a book, Ezra Klein, Derek Thompson, Abundance, from Oblong Books.
Wow.
I know they have a location in Millerton too, and one in Rhinebeck, but always nice to support a local bookstore, independent.
We do love them, Dick Herman's and family. They're awesome. And, well, I do a lot of shopping in Rhinebeck, and whether it's gifts and books at Oblong to some of the boutiques in town, there's always something to enjoy, and especially the food. After you do some shopping, you need some nutrition to gain some more calories. There's so many great places to eat. What do you like?
I like them all. You know, some favorites for lunch are, I mean, I go to Bread Alone multiple times a day, usually coffee in the morning, coffee in the afternoon. It's sort of a joke there. And then maybe a sandwich, or I go to Abba's for a falafel, or Village Pizza, as I mentioned. And then dinner, we've got cinnamon, one of my favorites. It's always nice to have diversity in the eating options. Yeah. And we have Thai, we've got Indian, we've got the falafel, we have Puerto Rican, we have Italian. So it really runs the gamut. And again, there's something in every price point.
Now, as the president of the board, you have about a week left, you said?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
What are your future plans, Mr. Prez?
I don't know. I think I'm just gonna I'm just gonna fade into the background a little bit. But we're opening a new business in Beacon, actually.
What
in the fall.
Is your business, actually?
So I own Market Street Restaurant in Rhinebeck. Cool. Yeah, we have pizza, pasta, everything. We're open 7 days a week, and we have a few restaurants in the Hudson Valley. And so that's what I'll focus on.
Wow. So you're a busy dude. What are the other restaurants?
We have a place in Lakeville, Connecticut called Fern, right around the corner from Millerton.
Cool.
Cucina in Woodstock, Barbaro in Millbrook.
Wow. Yeah. Those are all your joints?
Yeah.
How cool. That's awesome. So I think you'll be busy.
Yes.
No matter what.
Yeah, I can always find some trouble to get into.
Well, that's really cool. So to volunteer and be on the board of the Chamber of Commerce at Rhinebeck, how many businesses are included?
I think we're close to 260 some odd members now.
And you told me just moments ago before we got on air the power of the chamber. Like if one business has an issue with something, they have a small voice, but the power of the chamber combines 260 plus businesses to give you a stronger hold and a bigger voice.
Exactly. Yeah. We function almost like a union in that way of, you know, a business association of small, independently owned and operated businesses, which I think is one of the crucial pillars of the economy here in the Hudson Valley. And It's challenging sometimes for individual businesses to voice their concerns without recourse, but under the cover of a chamber, they can organize their interests, and we can advocate for them, and we can interface with government officials, sometimes ruffle their feathers.
Well, that's a powerful advocate. And, well, how does one, a business in Rhinebeck, become part of the board?
So to become a member, you pay a membership due, and you get certain listings for that. You get to be involved in different events, of course, mailers, marketing materials, etc. And people express interest in becoming board members. Sometimes they start on a committee. We have a lot of different committees, events committees. And then usually they move up to be on the board. And so we always have between 12 and 16 members of the board. We're actually going to be bringing on a few more soon.
Well, America is turning 250 years old. Does Rhinebeck have any plans?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's going to be some big events in July, especially around the Beekman Arms, which is actually older than America. and so the Beekman Arms is celebrating a birthday.
Has George Washington slept there a few times?
Yeah, I think at least once.
At least once,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He slept all over, but
he did.
If he didn't sleep at the Beekman Arms, I'd be disappointed.
No, he definitely did. I don't know what else he did, but he definitely
he slept
there.
Yeah. And rested his teeth, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, indeed. Well, there's also great places to reside and to just crash out for the night in Rhinebeck as well, correct?
Yeah, it's the Beekman Arms. There's also Mirbro, which is a new property of a few years ago that opened in the village. You know, we get visitors from all over the world, which is always good. Mm. And Rhinebeck has a lot of history that people like to come and appreciate.
Yeah, without a doubt. And it's right near Hyde Park. It's right near us here in Red Hook. So you can stop by the station as well when you visit Rhinebeck. And how about we'll take a little break and then we'll come back in a little bit and more with Luciano on the block on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. Stay right with us. 98.1 KZE, the up and running morning show. I'm Rick, and this is another edition of On the Block. Every Thursday, we get to know who's on the block. And joining us today is Luciano. He is the president of the board of the Chamber of Commerce in Rhinebeck, and he has only a week left, but we are celebrating his appearance here, and we are super glad that he came to join us. And he brought a gift, and I am super appreciative of anyone who gives me something, and now I feel obligated, like, don't worry, you're going to leave with something. But he gave me a book, which was co-written by Ezra Klein and Derek Thompson, called Abundance. And why was this book chosen for me?
Because I purchased it locally at Oblong Books, and Ezra Klein is, he's a prolific contributor to the New York Times and the Atlantic. He has a podcast, and Barack Obama said that this book is an important read if we want to make government work for working class people. I think it's the kind of book that changes the zeitgeist around how we engage with government and how we look at our planned world. And we're in challenging times economically between fuel prices and the cost of living and housing. And I think that this book lays out a template for how we can start to rethink the way that we approach those problems and maybe come to some new solutions. Mm. Because times, they are a-changing.
And do you think that could be achieved?
I think anything's achievable if we start to communicate and talk to one another. Mm. Mm. You know, social media is polarizing. AI is scary, but also powerful. And I think that we need to start spending more time in those third spaces with one another, regardless of what you're political party is or your background. We are all feeling the same things, and we have 8 out of 10 things in common with our neighbors, and so I think sometimes we focus on the 2 things that we don't have in common, and we should start focusing on the 8 that we do.
So as a business owner of multiple businesses, how did you start as an entrepreneur? Where did you get the capital to do all this?
Investors. I actually went to college for something very different. I have a bachelor's in history, cool. And I almost did a master's in historic preservation, but I ended up just falling in love with restaurant work, because it's always different every day, and hospitality is something that I believe in.
Yeah.
I think Muhammad Ali said that there's no better path than serving people. Mm. Something to that effect. I'm sure I screwed that up. But I think that what we do is important, and we employ a lot of people. We have a big Latino population in our businesses, and I'm proud of that. Mis compañeros, they're really important to us. And we contribute a lot to the community. We donate, whether it's food or gift cards. I think owning a business in the Hudson Valley is a really exciting thing to do.
Well, sometimes rent, the overhead in general, is where you start out. And you have to have something viable for the people to dig into. So Rhinebeck has a whole lot of that. And some of the things they offer is the price point, which of course will fit every pocket. Now, why don't you tell me about some of the establishments where, let's say, I can go and pick something up affordable and give it as a gift.
So I mean, there's so many. Paper Trail, which is a very popular retail spot in Rhinebeck, one of my favorites. I always go there for gifts. They have, Father's Day is coming up. They have a men's manicure set right now for $18. Huh. And, you know, they sell quality things. So if you're looking for a gift for dad, that's a perfect one. Land of Oz Toys, which is one of my favorites, beloved in our community by all the parents. They sell these little knee dough and dumpling squishies that are all under $20 and hard to get, I'm told.
Yeah, they're a treat. Yeah.
Yeah. obviously, Oblong Books. It's always great to keep buying books locally instead of...
They have vinyl there as well. They have books and vinyl and toys. They got knee dough there as well.
We've got the vinyl shop. We have Winter Sun, Summer Moon, and Rhinebeck Mercantile. Whether you're buying a hat or you're going into Samuel's Sweet Shop for candy or you're going into what else? We have so many stores. Even if you're going to Williams Lumber and getting a box of screws, it's always nice to spend your money in a family-owned business instead of one of the big box places across the river.
Well, I appreciate your enthusiasm about Rhinebeck, which is a magical place. And as you mentioned to me and to everyone, there's something for everyone in Rhinebeck, whether you're eating, whether you're shopping, and you can always afford something in Rhinebeck. So if you're a big wig with lots of pockets full of money, you'll be able to be satisfied. And if you have a tight budget and you want to eat and get some good things for the home or for gifts, you can always find something in Rhinebeck. So thank you so much, Luciano, for telling us all about the great places in Rhinebeck and the chamber itself. And when folks open up a business and want to be included in the chamber, who should they contact?
They should contact Leanna Gallardi, who is our executive director. We have a website, of course, and email, and you can call, of course, as well. But we keep an office in Rhinebeck, and that's the best way to get in touch with us and get signed up to be a member.
So good luck. Move to Rhinebeck, open a business, and check in with the Rhinebeck Chamber of Commerce and join together and be a great community and a great force for shopping and to work, which is important. And thank you for talking about your employees and how much you care about them because they make the world go round. Thanks, Luciano.
My pleasure. Thanks, Rick.
It's been On the Block here at 98.1 KZE. We do this every Thursday, so check in every Thursday and find out who's on the block, and we'll keep on playing you some great music coming up after these messages.